This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, you know the attitude we have around here on Mondays. Even if the Saints lose, we have the attitude that, look, it's Monday. It's another day to live life. And we shouldn't be bummed out because it's Monday. I know you got a full week ahead of you, but I guarantee you it's going to be Friday before you know it. And we're going to sit here Friday afternoon, and I'm going to say, you see, I told you it was Friday before you knew it. So just relax, enjoy today, especially those of you who are stuck in traffic on the Crescent City Connection. A horrible wreck earlier. This is from New Orleans to Algiers, and now we're learning that Clearview is really backed up, heading to the UEP Long Bridge, which is another way to get across the river. And I don't know, I would consider, I like moving rather than being stuck in traffic, I would consider driving up to I-310, drive I-10 to 310, take 310 over. I would take the Hale Boggs Bridge, the Destrehan Bridge, over to cross the river. I mean, that's one way to go if you don't want to be in traffic. It's longer, but I think that traffic would be moving more than if you try to do the UEP Long Bridge, although the UEP Long Bridge is moving. And for those of you stuck in that scene heading across the Crescent City Connection, it would be like a scene from the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still. It's just it's a mess. And there was a truck involved in an accident, and we don't know if it was the trucker's fault or a motorist's fault. A lot of people do really stupid things, and when something like this happens and it causes the whole bridge to shut down, it's a nightmare. You try to be up on a Monday, and here it is, just a nightmare Monday for many of you. And then the Saints lost in a really embarrassing loss yesterday, and then we don't have much time to think about that because the Broncos and Sean Payton are coming to town on Thursday for Thursday Night Football, so the Saints don't have much time to think about the loss or much time to heal. And a lot of people are thinking that that's very unfair for the NFL to set that up. But hey, what about the Tigers? LSU beat Ole Miss in overtime. The last play was just, it was incredible. LSU has moved up to number 8 in the polls. And, you know, I mean, that's really amazing. Really, just an incredible performance by the Tigers coming back to win. There were times when Ole Miss was, like, doing their job, and it didn't look so good for LSU, but anyway, LSU is just hot right now. And look, we've got something really special to tell you about. There is a special LSU 100th anniversary football that is available now. And Bob Ibach joins us on WWL from Nyco Sports. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, nice to be with you. I tell you, you're a man for all seasons. You go traffic reporter, politics, sports. I love it every time I'm down your way in New Orleans to listen to you on the show, and you do a wonderful job over the years, and much appreciated.
Well, but, thank you, Bob. Listen, you got something really special to tell us about.
Yeah, I do. This is really cool, and it ties in. It was so perfect when they won the game of the night in overtime and came back against Ole Miss. And I didn't know if they were going to be able to do that, but they're 5-1 now. We've got an LSU 100th anniversary football that salutes, I think, one of the best stadiums, if not the best stadium in college football. I know they did a poll recently, and the Tiger Stadium was ranked number one. This is a full-size football. Only 2,024 of them are going to be made. It's fully licensed. Part of the proceeds from the sale will go to the Cox Communications Academic Center for student-athletes. It's priced at just $119.95. There's only going to be 2,024 of these made, and we're probably already one-third of the way sold out. This was the first day. So when I give out that phone number and a website in just a second, you're going to want to go ahead and do this sooner than later. You'll get a number certificate of authenticity. On the top panel of the ball, you'll have the official 100th anniversary logo, stadium history, stadium facts. Right below that, you'll have the Tigers football history and championship history right next to an LSU helmet logo. And then, Scoot, the third panel on the football, and everything is embossed on there, is a beautiful aerial photograph of Tiger Stadium. It was taken probably about a year ago in a helicopter. It stretches from one side of that football to the other. You could even, if you look real close, see the Tigers marching band there right in the center. And it's really cool. So it's exclusive to Nyco Sports. Here's how you can get it. Again, it's only $119.95. Consider it for a holiday or Christmas gift. Call now, 800-345-2868. That's 800-345-2868. Or go right to the website. You can see it there. It's stunning. You can order it there, nicosports.com. NIKCOsports.com. Again, that phone number, 800-345-2868. Or NIKCOsports.com. This makes a great holiday gift item for that Tigers fan.
Well, this is for all LSU fans. You know, everything that Nyco Sports does along these lines is just phenomenal, Bob. And I'm looking at a picture of this right now. And anybody who loves LSU football, if there's somebody in your life and you know you're going to want to get them something really nice for Christmas, if you know an LSU fan, this is the perfect Christmas gift. Or be selfish and just buy it for yourself. Because like this is going to be like, this is going to be of value, and it is fully licensed, and that's the important part.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, the other thing is, Scoot, I've always done things with Nyco Sports for charity, and we're up to about $3.2 million for charity that we've raised just in the last 5 or 6 years, and I want to thank your station and your great listeners. They've been a big part of that since we've been on and done some things in the recent years with you.
Well, this includes, you know, the different panels on there includes, yep, Tiger football history, championship history, and some of that is very, very recent. It's not like, you know, LSU used to have a good team a long time ago. A lot of this stuff is really recent. Stadium facts, it's, again, limited edition, only 2,024 made. And when you limit the number of things made, that just adds value to it over the years.
You're so right. I mean, I've had some of these footballs from other programs that Nyco Sports has done, and even 10 years later, because of the embossing process, it takes a little longer to make the ball, but it keeps it pristine looking, like brand new, like you just got it out of the case. And like you mentioned, the 100th anniversary of this stadium, it's not just any stadium. I covered college football for many, many years, and certainly in my list of college stadiums, it's certainly in the top three or four.
Yeah, over 100,000 were there at the game against Ole Miss Saturday night.
Yeah, it's amazing. And just the presentation of Tigers football, I mean, it just brings chills to yourself. You know, when you're down there, I've been in that stadium in the press box before, and it's just amazing. It's a sight to behold.
You know, the people who have purchased the other Nyko Sport special footballs, you know, the Joe Burrow football, other championship footballs that you've got. Man, you add this to the collection, and you know, you're gonna kind of prove to anybody who comes over to your house that you're like the biggest LSU fan. And if you haven't started the collection, start the collection with this one, and every time one of these comes up, get it. I mean, you could put this in like this, you know, you could put it in a glass case, and it's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah, I do encourage people, Scoot, to consider that. When you go to the website or you call and talk to the Nyko Sports Group, they can talk about some of the beautiful display cases. And I really encourage people to consider doing that because it just makes a great presentation. You put this up in your living room or your home, someone in the office, people are going to walk in and say, wow, where did you get that football?
Yeah, and at $119.95, as time goes on, this is only going to get more valuable. You could end up turning a profit on this in the future should you decide to sell it.
Well, I used to run the memorabilia show, the National Sports Collection Convention, did the PR for them, and they travel around in the Midwest and all over once a year, and I've seen some of the items there. But you talk about, you know, the appreciation of memorabilia these days. You go out and get this football, and then maybe get one of the players down the road to sign it, or maybe Coach Brian Kelly to sign it. You've really now escalated the value of the football.
All right, Bob Iback, thank you for being with us. Again, the phone number is 800-345-2668.
800-345-2668.
I'm sorry, nope. That's the wrong number?
No, it's 1-800-345-2868.
1-800-345-2868.
Yeah, 1-800-345-2868 or nykosports.com, NIKCOsports.com.
All right, this is a limited edition, only 2024 being made. Some of the proceeds are going to be donated to the Cox Communications Academic Center for Student Athletes, very worthwhile organization. A fully embossed football, $119.95. Each football just comes with a certificate of authenticity, which makes it very valuable. And it's a 100th anniversary football of Tiger Stadium. So you've got a chance to get it. Again, let me give out the number. 800-345-2868. Correct?
That's right.
2868.
Right.
Okay. And Nyko Sports, N-I-K-C-O sports.com. Bob, thanks for being with us. And thanks for offering this to LSU fans.
Oh, listen, Scoot, it's always a pleasure, and keep up the great work on the studio there. Always enjoy your show when I'm down in the New Orleans area.
I appreciate it, Bob. Thanks.
Bye-bye
okay,
now.
Let's go to Ian with a few of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, I'll say this about the Saints. If you would put the offensive line back in, the starters, I mean, add Taysom Hill and Olave, we win yesterday.
Yeah, at this point in the season, everybody's dealing with injuries, and we've had some key injuries. There's no doubt about that. But here's what I can't help but be frustrated about. The team that came from behind, 17 points behind. I mean, the Saints had everything going against them. The momentum was against the Saints. Everything was against the Saints. 17-0. And the Saints come back. Those players on the field put it together and came back and had a chance to win the game until the second half. And it was just a case of being totally outcoached. And, you know, all the coaches can say is, and all the players can say is, well, it's disappointing. Well, hell yeah, it's disappointing. We have to do better. And I think Saints fans deserve what they're asking for. Nobody can guarantee your team gets to the playoffs. Nobody can guarantee your team gets to the Super Bowl. But what every Saints fan wants and deserves is a team that at least looks like it has the potential and the motivation to get to the playoffs. And I didn't see that yesterday with the Saints. Now, the Saints are a team that, man, they can turn this totally around for Thursday night's game. Let's hope they do. Let's hope that this sour loss, this, you know, victory by the Bucks, let's hope this is very, very short-lived.
Here's a text that says, yeah, to be honest, I think the Saints' problems all started with Pro Bowl center Eric McCoy going down in Game 3. And that led to other injuries, too.
Yeah, it did. And that's, you know, that's a tough position. That's a tough position to lose, the center. But again, it just it's not that the Saints lost. It seemed like they gave up. And that's something that I think bothers a lot of Saints fans.
I'll give you two.
Right.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
The city council should pay for the mayor's airfare and hotel room in advance and then make her use her personal credit card for incidentals and then reimburse her for the money that she spent legitimately.
Well, I like that idea. I don't think the mayor would like it.
That's not that far off from like what we do. Like if you expense something... Yeah. You know, you got to provide a receipt and a written explanation about why you sent that money, and either they reimburse you or they don't. I'll leave you with this one. I think Rattler did his job. We need to stick with him. He's better than Haener, and they need to learn how to tackle. The Bucs scored 51 points. You cannot expect a rookie quarterback or any quarterback to score that much.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I saw missed tackle after missed tackle. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We'll talk about politics coming up. The election is 3 weeks from tomorrow. And we'll tell you about the latest polls, and we'll tell you about who said what. It's all about getting elected. And once again, the fear-mongering from Donald Trump is ramping up. And by the way, when I mentioned the fear-mongering from Donald Trump, I don't hear it from Kamala Harris. If you hear the same kind of fear-mongering from her and you think I'm missing it, you can send us a text or call the show. This is not hate about Donald Trump, but when a president talks about reviving a law that allowed the United States government to round up Japanese after Pearl Harbor, to round up Japanese and put them in internment camps, he wants to revive that law? What the hell for? To put his opponents, to put people who disagreed with him in an internment camp? If he's elected president, I mean, what kind of country is this if that happens? This is extraordinary stuff. This is not hate mongering. This is something that has to be talked about. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, this is a country performer, Brantley Gilbert. His wife gave birth over the weekend on the tour bus. And I've been on a number of tour buses, and it just doesn't seem to be conducive to childbirth. But it happened on the bus. She was traveling with him, and they had to kind of postpone things a little bit. Congratulations to Brantley Gilbert and his wife, and look, congratulations to the people who were there to help. And I don't know if there was a doctor there, but it all went well, and the baby was born as a very healthy baby. I'm Scoot on the Air. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris's campaigns are putting a lot into the state of Pennsylvania. And right now, I think in Pennsylvania, there's only a 1 percentage point difference, with Kamala Harris in the lead by 1 percentage point. But they're both focusing on this battleground state of Pennsylvania.
It's the biggest battleground state, Pennsylvania. And both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have events there today. She'll be in Erie. He'll be in the Philadelphia suburbs. This will be Vice President Harris's 10th visit to Pennsylvania this campaign season. And just last week, he was in Scranton and Reading. Mail-in voting is well underway in the state, where some 7 million people are likely to cast votes in the presidential race. Democrats have won 3 straight elections for governor there, and both current U.S. senators are Democrats. But its legislature is closely divided, and both parties have had success recently in statewide contests. I'm Rita Foley.
All right, Vice President Harris is responding to accusations that FEMA isn't doing enough to help hurricane victims.
Vice President Kamala Harris continued touring North Carolina Sunday, speaking at a Greenville church where she says some are spreading misinformation about FEMA's efforts to help communities hit by Hurricane Helene.
To play politics with other people's heartbreak, and it is unconscionable. Now is not a time to incite fear.
While the Democratic presidential nominee did not mention her Republican rival, Donald Trump, he has said FEMA's disaster relief fund is being diverted to migrants.
They had no money. You know where they gave the money? To illegal immigrants coming in.
President Biden, who was touring Florida Sunday, has called that a lie. Meanwhile, Harris's appearance was part of her campaign's Souls to the Polls effort to help turn out voters. I'm Julie Walker.
And it's not just Donald Trump and his allies that are spreading this misinformation as Election Day gets even closer.
Intelligence officials say foreign governments are targeting House and Senate races around the country in their effort to meddle with the American democracy this election year. Russia and China are said to have launched influence operations designed to help or hurt candidates in specific congressional races. An official from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says both countries have zeroed in on races where they believe they have a national security interest at stake. The warning comes during a particularly tight battle for the House and Senate, where a control could be decided by just a handful of races. I'm Norman Hall.
And Kamala Harris is headed to Fox News to do a sit-down interview.
It's set to take place in Philadelphia on Wednesday. The sit-down interview, which is expected to be about 25 to 30 minutes long, will be with the network's chief political anchor, Brett Baer, and air at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This is her first formal interview with Fox News, and it's scheduled on the same day that Fox is airing a town hall with former President Trump and an all-female audience, where he's expected to take questions on subjects like abortion and child care. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
And a Nevada man is now facing charges after showing up at a Trump rally with loaded firearms.
The rally was Saturday night in Coachella in the Southern California desert. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man, who claimed to be a journalist, was allowed to pass through an outside perimeter, but was stopped when a deputy on the inside perimeter noticed what Bianco calls irregularities.
He showed up with multiple passports with different names, an unregistered vehicle with fake license plate, and loaded firearms.
Bianco says the license plate was what law enforcement recognizes as a homemade plate similar to one used by sovereign citizens. The man, who authorities only said is a 49-year-old resident of Las Vegas, was released the same day on $5,000 bail and is scheduled for a court appearance in January. I'm Donna Warder.
All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to LaPlace. Kenneth joins us on WWL. Hey, Kenneth, welcome to the show.
Greetings. Thank you for accepting my call.
Sure.
I feel that Trump is appealing to a segment of society in the United States that speaking that he's speaking that language, that they're afraid to speak out themselves. I used to ask my coworkers, when was America greater than what it is today? Make America great again. And they refused to tell me. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that Trump knows he can shoot a person down, as he said, was it Fifth Avenue, and not lose any supporters.
Well, I think Kenneth, I think you're right. I also think it's fair to say that that a lot of people wish they were in a position to be bullies, but they're not, and they vicariously vent that desire to be bullies through Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has bullying tactics. Again, if people are going to vote for Donald Trump, you have a right to vote for Donald Trump. But that's not going to stop us from being honest about the campaign. Kamala Harris doesn't have those same tendencies, or we would call her out on that. But Donald Trump does act like a bully, and I think people vicariously live through him with that mentality.
I agree. Thank you for taking my call.
Glad you called the show. Bill Kristol says that former President Donald Trump has spent the weekend talking about his plans to conduct mass deportations. Now, he's talking about, you know, mass deportations, but he doesn't exactly say how it's going to happen. Are they going to go door to door, knocking on doors? What about, how do you feel about children who are born in this country? And if they're born in this country, they're U.S. citizens. I mean, that's not my opinion. That's a fact. I didn't set up the system, but if you're born in America, you're a U.S. citizen. Maybe it shouldn't be that way, but that's a topic for another show. It's a fact that you're a U.S. citizen if you're born on American soil. Would Donald Trump take that child's parents and deport them? And is that good for the child? And is that good for America? Also, Donald Trump is talking about the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. That was a long time ago. The Alien Enemies Act of 1798. It's kind of known as the Alien and Seditious Act. I think the government used this to round people up after Pearl Harbor was attacked. You know, after Pearl Harbor was attacked, Americans did not trust Japanese, even Japanese Americans, and so they rounded up Japanese and put them in camps because they didn't trust them. Well, what if something like that happened today? I mean, is that fair? I mean, is it fair to round up people who disagree with Donald Trump? I mean, look, if you're a Trump supporter and you want to put your spin on this, you can call the show and put your spin on it, because I don't really know how else to interpret this as a threat to anybody who disagrees with Donald Trump. And the idea of disagreeing with Donald Trump is one of the foundations of the First Amendment of the Constitution. So you can't talk about this without disrespecting the Constitution. So the question has been asked, and we'll ask it again in light of this: does Donald Trump not respect the Constitution? Because it sounds like he wants to come after people who disagreed with him, and I guess in particular the political analysts and people who just were vehemently against Donald Trump. It seems like he wants to go after them. That's not the spirit of America. You know, we're all free to speak when it comes to our opinions on politics. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's go to Kathy, who is in Metairie. Hey, Kathy.
Yes, a lot of the statements you're making are not true. I have listened to him itemize the order that he would go in deporting criminal aliens, the ones that have been let in this country, who have committed crimes in their countries, that have committed crimes in this country, the gang members, the, you know, I mean, it's the horrible rapes and murders that have taken place by criminal aliens. And that's, he's not talking about families or children, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't I don't think that's accurate. I mean, I've heard talk about
accurate.
Just general.
That's what he said
I've heard
the other
talk
night,
about
step by step.
Ian, you want to fact check this as quickly as you can. It seems like Donald Trump has been talking about general deportation. Well, when the former president says mass deportations, Kathy, I don't think he's talking about specifically those people who have committed crimes. I think he's talking about mass deportation of all illegal immigrants.
Yeah, he's been pretty clear about this, and I'm not sure what video saw what Kathy saw the other night, but. As I always say, you know, if you only look at one report at a time, and you got to zoom out and connect the dots and say, what did Donald Trump say last night? Also, what did he say last week and 6 months ago and a year ago? And he told people at this Arizona rally he's going to invoke the Alien Enemies Act, which is from 1798, which is the act that allowed us to put Japanese people in internment camps. So I for one, do not take him at his word that he's only going to intern people with criminal records. That does not jive with anything else that he's ever said. And to assume that he's speaking in that way is to give him credit that I don't think he deserves. Yeah.
So, but Kathy, just let me ask you this. So Kathy, you're against mass deportations if it includes removing parents from kids who were born here.
I think situation needs to be determined step by step, and the masses of people that the Biden era administration have allowed into this country without proper vetting. They haven't allowed the border security to do their jobs, whether it's in Texas or Arizona, New Mexico. They haven't been allowed to do their jobs, and all these people have been allowed, they've even been flown into interior cities.
Yeah, well, I don't know why there's, I don't know. I'm not sure why we have this disconnect, but it seems like Donald Trump is talking about mass deportations, and he, you know, most of the time I've heard him talk about this. He talks about criminals coming over here, but he doesn't say he's just going. I've never heard him say he's just going to deport the criminals. He says he's going to deport all illegal immigrants.
It's delineated in his Republican platform. It's delineated in the last speeches that I've heard him speak from, whether it's Butler, Pennsylvania, or other places that he's been. And, you know, as far as limiting the free speech of the pundits and the news media, they're limiting more of the conservative speech than any of the
Soros
trying to buy up.
We kind of have a bad connection, and that's not your fault, Kathy. Look, I'm glad you called the show. You know, Ian brings up the point that we talk about often, and that is if you're in an echo chamber and you're looking at one thing or maybe two things from particular sources that are not credible. You know, you're going to find a lot of spinning. You're going to find spinning that spins the conversation away from the truth. When Donald Trump talks about mass deportations, I have heard him say all illegal immigrants, all of them. And the idea that he's going to resurrect the alien or I guess, reinstate, I mean, it's still there. The Alien Enemies Act of 1798, which allowed the government to put Japanese Americans in internment camps. When he talks about that, who's going to go to those internment camps? The people who disagree with him or the illegal immigrants? I'm not clear on this, but it's pretty scary when Donald Trump has talked about lashing out against his opponents, people who disagree with him. That is in defiance of our Constitution. All right, we'll come back. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1962, before political correctness, this song actually peaked at number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The song is titled Don't Go Near the Indians by actor Rex Allen, who was 42 years old at the time. The song is about a young man who doesn't listen to his father's advice and falls in love with a beautiful Native American girl, only to find out that she is his biological sister. So I guess there's some sarcasm in the title, Don't Go Near the Indians, because this turned out to be his biological sister. Well, now they shouldn't get married, of course, but how ironic that this father is telling his son, don't go near the Indians, which is the title of the song, because he didn't want his son to be involved with the Indians in a romantic way. And it turns out, I guess, that his father was part of bringing at least a partial Indian into the world. I share this with you just to remind you about what it used to be like long before people were even sensitive about anything, long before political correctness. And not that there aren't problems with political correctness, but on this day in 1962, this song hit number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, Don't Go Near the Indians. I'm glad things have changed. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1983, Cyndi Lauper issued her debut solo album, She's So Unusual. It includes songs like She Just Girls Just Want to Have Fun and also Time After Time. And that was the beginning of us really being introduced to Cyndi Lauper. And her first concert here in the New Orleans area was on the SS President. And boy, that brings back memories for a lot of us, especially boomers, and even a little younger, who remember this riverboat. And for those of you new to the area, or if you're younger, there was a time that New Orleans had a riverboat that went up and down the river. I mean, left the dock and went up and down the river, and they had bands. I mean, U2, I think NXS, oh my God, the list of bands that performed on The President is just endless. And Cyndi Lauper had her first concert on the President. And you were away from the dock, so if there was a problem, if you misbehaved, they had a jail. They had a jail on the ship, and you would go to like this like jail-like area until they got back to the dock. So, you know, that was just a crazy, crazy time. But it was fun, you know, going up and down the river, hearing some really, really cool bands. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is a beautiful but a manic Monday. And, you know, the best thing to do is don't think about the Saints loss, which was an embarrassing loss. But think about the LSU Tigers in overtime beating Ole Miss and moving up to number 8 in the polls. That is phenomenal. And there were some really great games over the weekend in the NFL and also in college football. Okay, let's go to the Ninth Ward. And Dell, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good.
So, a happy Monday. I was carefully listening to your explanation of the Alien Enemies Act. Just out of curiosity, for you and your fact checker, have you guys ever read that act?
No.
I didn't think you have. So, do you know the purpose of the act?
No. Well, I don't. But I know it was used I don't know the purpose, but I know how it was used after the attack on Pearl Harbor.
So I didn't expect you to.
Okay.
And the reason why I didn't expect you to, because that's what happened. People they choose to take the most apocalyptic approaches to things they don't agree with. Let me ask you a question. One more question, Scoot, to bring in my point. Have you ever seen how a death row inmate lives in Louisiana? It's horrible.
Yeah, I've seen a film. I saw a film about it, and I've seen some videos. So yeah, I have a pretty good idea.
But one would say, you put yourself in that position, you can't blame the government for how they choose to carry out to deal with you and your criminal issue. It's the same thing of being if you go to jail and they put you in isolation. Isolation is a horrible place to be. But if you put yourself in position, you can't blame the government for how they choose to carry it out. Now, if you look at the Alien Enemies Act, there's nothing in there to talk about internment camps. However, if you're moving a mass majority of people, you have to figure out a particular way to move them. So don't just pull out the most apocalyptic part of that of what happens during the imposition of that act in order to get your point across.
Well, first of all,
it's very disingenuous as a journalist.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a talk show host. I do something sometimes that are journalistic in nature, but I'm not a journalist. I'm a talk show host. And I learned of this today, and I will look into this further. I didn't have time to research this before the show, but why would Donald Trump bring this up when he's talking about mass deportations? Explain to me how Donald Trump is interpreting this law.
And it brings me back to, if you, please don't take my word for it. I'm literally sitting in front of a restaurant trying to eat some of my lunch, but at the same time talking to you. If you just Google the Alien Enemies Act, you'll understand why the act actually exists in the first seven lines of it. Don't take my word for it.
Well, why would Donald Trump use it in this way? Explain that to me.
Because it's an act, if I had to take a guess, it's an act that can be imposed to actually deal with mass deportation of illegal aliens.
Okay. All right.
It's not something he would have to go, in my opinion, and I'm just guessing, if there's an act that he can invoke, it's not something he would have to go to Congress to do. Right?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I could be wrong.
And the government did use this to put Japanese in camps. I mean, that's not my opinion.
No, sir. Was it to put them in camps, or was it to get them out of the country? Which one was it?
Well, I wasn't around at the time, so I can't say for sure. But it was to control the threat that they perceived coming from every Japanese American, everybody who had any Japanese in them in this country after Pearl Harbor. There was hysteria after Pearl Harbor, and it was designed to control the Japanese population in America.
School, we have to pick a struggle. Was that invoked to put them into internment camps, or was it invoked to get them out of the country?
Well, I don't know, but what difference does it make if they were put in internment camps to start with?
It makes a hell of a difference, Scoop, because if you get in and out of the country, and the internment camp was a place and time where they had to be to get them out of the country, then, hey, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I have a problem with. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to get to a break here in just a moment, Dell. But look, I got a serious problem with putting Japanese Americans in internment camp because the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. That had nothing to do with the Japanese in this country. And so, you know,
it goes back to my question, Scoop. The Alien Enemies Act is not about putting someone into internment camps. If you read the act, just on your break, just take a second and read the act. Don't take my word for it.
All right, here's what I know. Here's what I know is a fact. The government used it to put Japanese people in internment camps, and Donald Trump says he will use it to conduct mass deportations. But when he starts talking about who's the enemy of this country, is he also talking about people who disagree with him? He continues to talk about how he's going to retaliate against people who disagree with him and don't buy into his rhetoric. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. Oh, by the way, the music in the Dome has changed over last year. You know, we talked about this on the show, that the music in the Dome was just, it was a little iffy. No, the music in the Dome has improved tremendously. This is one of the songs that they played yesterday. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.